I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It's a big movie day here, a lot of good ones. I'm going to ask Lou Gall if he has one that, you know, walking by the TV, it's on a film that you've seen. I'm going through my own mind. Dom Giordano Show. Godfather 2, which we all know, right? Nobody even challenges this anymore, is better than Godfather 1, which is a great film. Godfather 2 is in the top 3 films of all time. I've seen, I believe, 17 times. Now, not all at once necessarily, but when you take the totality of it, I think it's 17 times. All right? And a sign of a great film is if you remember more than two lines from it that are major, that you can recite. That's a pretty good one. I have several from Remember the Titans, which isn't in its league, but I've seen that.
I disagree. I quote The Room, the cult film movie The Room, all the time. It's God. The worst movie
and
of
nobody
all time.
Pays any attention.
It's the worst movie of all time.
Let's go to Mr. Lou Gall. Hey, Lou, welcome in, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for having me back on your show.
Well, Lou, what's your go-to film? What film have you seen, say, double figures times at least? My highest is Godfather 2, 17 times.
George Stevenson's Shane. I've seen many, many times.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I remember from the first time I met you, Shane. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's much more than a Western. There's so many layers of it. You can pick up something new each time. And as you point out, I mean, that's the quality you look for to watch over again, something that interests you many, many times.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say, too, Groundhog Day on a lesser level because of how it's like a religious experience. The college courses are taught on this.
That's amazing. When I saw that film, I realized how clever it was, but I never thought it would have this afterlife. I mean, it's a play. It's all sorts of things. Yeah, it's exciting when they turn movies into things.
Absolutely. Now, Lou, you sent us some research. I happen to see Daniel Craig in Knives Out, which... You know, that was a Rowe film. That was her film to see that. You know my taste. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was a good mystery. We even got some play out of it. How much people have aged not well, I thought. Jamie Lee Curtis and Don Johnson. Rowe couldn't believe that was Don Johnson. But Daniel Craig. Well, yeah, oh, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Don Johnson, I thought he looked great for his age and all. I mean, I think he's amazing.
How old is Don Johnson? Do you know?
He's in his 60s at least.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't think, you know, Miami Vice.
He's actually 70.
Is he?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I know.
All right. Maybe it was a false premise. I'm still thinking Miami Vice happened yesterday. But, Lou, Daniel Craig has a presence, certainly Bond and all that, and he's a good actor.
Absolutely.
But given this guy, maybe it was, I've heard him speak too much, this sort of Tennessee, Kentucky, they didn't go full bore Southern accent. To play into Knives Out as a detective, I just thought that was not so good.
Well, when you get to be his level, too,
yeah.
I mean, people aren't quick to correct you. So maybe that's something he decided on doing in the film and he inserted in the film. I don't know. I do know, Tom, you picked an exciting film for grossing. That film made $161 million in the U.S. and Canada.
I can see why.
Really,
yeah.
People really enjoy it. What did you like so much about it, Tom?
I like a good mystery, and I like the cleverness of some of the characters, the back and forth. It wasn't just a one-trick pony that they had to stretch out. It stabilized for a long period of time, and I know that's hard to do. And they did have big-time actors. You really need an ensemble of really big-time actors to play that out for 2 hours.
Sure, because they're trying to steal scenes from each other. It's great.
It
was wonderful to watch them work. They were terrific. And no, I agree with you. It's a wonderful film, and they're making a sequel, apparently. So, which shouldn't be surprising.
I won't be so hard on Don Johnson in the future. All right, but Daniel...
I'll be honest. I interviewed him a couple of times, and I thought he was going to be one of the biggest stars in the world, and he never kind of made that tier, like the Harrison Ford tier of star. But he has a loyal following, and he's done some good work.
Don Johnson is in Tin Cup, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays against Kevin Costner. He's his nemesis.
He plays a great weasel. That is one of the all-time weasels, his character.
Well put, Dom. Yes.
Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah. Now,
he's equal to Kevin Costner, which is no easy thing to do.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
When that film's playing, they are head-to-head, man. It's a terrific film.
I don't know who wrote it, whether it was Costner, who knows sports, or somebody else, but what they contrived to put into that, if you're a golfer, it sings to you, that film and how they brought it together. It really did.
Yeah, and the way he was playing for perfection.
Yeah.
And a sport that can't be perfect, I thought was really interesting. And the way that character was stubborn and interesting.
That was actually Ron Shelton, guys. Ron Shelton wrote Tim Cup.
Ron Shelton, okay.
And he also did Raging Bull, lot of great sports films.
Oh, yeah. Very well done. Now, speaking of Daniel Craig, he's got a new Bond, and I know you know the Bond franchise very well. He takes umbrage, though. Yeah, he takes umbrage at this phrase, the Bond girl. Now, I don't want to be a sexist or whatever, but Dan didn't have any living memory, I think, Lou. I think the all-time Bond girl was Ursula Andress, but maybe Halle Berry.
Oh, Dr. No.
Yes.
And Dr. No,
that was iconic. And it is, let's face it, it is a staple of it. Has the Bond franchise turned the woman, though, into empowerment, would you say, from the first to now?
Oh, I'd say that many of the women in the film are equal to the men. I mean, there's some good action scenes with women and all that, but, you know, times are changing, and Bond's going to change with them, I'm sure. I can't wait to see this No Time to Die, to see what they've done, you know, with the character. He's teamed with a female 00 agent played by Lashana Lynch, and that should be interesting to see how those two do on screen.
She looks
to be terrific.
Right. Lou, it's the 25th James Bond film, and look, you know, you're better than I in being able to move on. It's Sean Connery for me. It will always be Sean Connery.
Yeah.
I'm coming close because O'Reilly, of all people, is a buddy of Sean Connery. I'd love to get Sean Connery in the air. He just, the voice, the magnetism of that role.
Yeah.
And
he pretty well stopped doing interviews.
Has he?
Mr. Connery. Yeah, he pretty much stopped. I don't know of anyone he's talking to now.
It makes me want to go after it even more. That makes me.
Roger Moore is the best of all time, guys.
Roger Moore is not. And Pierce Bronson is the worst of all time. Can we agree on that?
But where does Timothy Dalton fall?
Yeah.
He's the most underrated. I think he's the most underrated. I don't think he had a chance. Everybody kind of ganged up on Timothy Dalton and never gave him a chance. He's a terrific actor.
Good stuff. So, Lou, what do you recommend now that's coming up? What film or, you know, say within the next month or two, is anything big coming our way?
Well, so we often talk about family films, Dom, and there are so few of them. And this weekend we have Harrison Ford, of all people, a major, major star, appearing in this kind of modestly budgeted film called The Wild, based on Jack London's novel.
Yeah.
And anytime you can see Harrison Ford on screen, I say go. He is... Again, he's underrated as an actor, and he should be fun in this film. And it's a PG-rated film, not even PG-13. So obviously there's nothing in it that's offensive to families, which is a nice touch. It's The Call of the Wild.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. The dog is a star, it appears to be here, right?
Well, the dog is a computer-generated dog, so maybe people have to be a little forgiving, but it's wonderful to have a film like that out in nature. They went to places and shot it, and... Harrison Ford carries a certain weight in Hollywood, and people want to work with him, and he doesn't work often. So I'm glad he's in it, and I'm glad he's bringing it to people's attention.
Dan had a comment.
Yeah, though. I just want to say, I wouldn't be surprised if this is a box office, it crushes the box office, and nobody's expecting it, but I don't think a lot of people realize that when me and Joe were kids, when millennials were in school, Call of the Wild became required reading. Everybody in my generation is familiar with the story. So I wonder if people are going to go out to theaters that grew up with the story, reading it in school, now going to see it, the film adaptation. And I think it's a great idea to do something like this with it.
That's really interesting, Dan. That's a good thought. Did you enjoy it when you read it in school?
Oh, I loved the book. Yeah, I was a big fan.
It's short. That's probably why.
Pretty much. It's, well, it's not only short. It's from cover to cover. It's filled with action. You know. So
yeah,
I was more of a Green Eggs and Ham guy. But
oh boy, good stuff. Hey, Lou, thank you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Until then, I will see you at the movies, Dom. You take care. Thanks again.
All right, Mr. Lou Gall with us. Thanks, Lou. And next week, Neil Zorn will be here to tell us what's good. It's on TV. I know when I get home today, got a lot of balls in the air. Oh, bro, it's so taxing. You talk for 3 hours a day. Go and sweep up the trash that you put out.
I'm taking a long nap today.
I mean, Ro is 17 kids just to be watching running around all day. I have all these responsibilities.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah, school teaching's not a hard job.
No, it is not. It's disgraceful that she tries to hold me up to this stuff. What an outrage.
Let's actually put a disclaimer. We are being sarcastic, people. We know school teacher is a very, very hard job.
They're off when they're drinking beers on their lunch hour. Now, early lunch hour. Coming up, though, I have to see Hunters today. I don't know if anybody has seen it on Netflix yet. It's getting bad reviews with Al Pacino. Tell me if you've seen it. I think it just started this morning.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.